Before we start the sugya, Daphnan Halef and Medalev, let us refresh our memories with the Mishnah and Daphnan Pesam and Bay. The Mishnah says as follows, Misha bo baderech v'chosh choloi, o yamakir ilon oigede, v'omar shvizot itachtov. First case was that he wanted to be kind of shvise, the mokem ploini tachas ilon oigede, lai omar klum, because he wasn't mafarik where tachas ilon, he wants to be kind of shvise. Shvisasi beikroi, if he said he wants to be kind of shvise beikroi shel ilon, is mahalach mimokim raglo bad ikroi alpayim amo, mi ikroi bad beise alpayim amo, nimse mahalach mishachsheicho arbos alofim amo. So if he was mafarik that he wants to be kind of shvise beikroi shel ilon, so then he's kind of shvise there. If he does not know, does not recognize a mokim mesuyim, or he's not aware that he could be kaine shvise ladavke where he's standing, he'd be kaine shvise in a different mokim. But omar shvisasi bim kaine, and he said I want to be kaine shvise bim kaine. Zochaloi mekaimei apayim amalachalua. Then later the Gemara says, "Vizu hi she'omru ha'oni ma'arev beraglov." This is the case that they said that an oni is permitted to be ma'arev beraglov. So let us see Rashi. "Vizeu she'omru kigoyin ze," only in this case. "Shuhu bo baderech," this person is above a derech. "Ve'ein imoy pas," he doesn't have pass with him. The hashta onihu. So he is an oni. What should he do? Loi hitiru chachomim la'arev beraglov beloi pas. He says, him chazal wa mater to be ma'arev beloi pas. Is the pashtus of Loshen Rashi. Rashi is going on the second case. The second case, that's the member of Rav Nachman later in our sugya. That he said, shvisosi bimkoimi, so this is ma'arev beraglo, that means he's not putting down a pass over there. He's saying, where I'm standing, I want to be koine shvise. And on this, the Mishnah says, zui sha'omrush ha'oni ma'arev beraglo. A'oni is permitted to be ma'arev beraglo, even though he's not putting a pass down in this mokim. Omar ha'meya, ono ein lono ela'oni. Only an oni can be ma'arev beraglov. An oshir, that means a person who's not a bo baderech. From Rashi vaistachois agav uche, there's a machlokes harishonim, but from this Rashi vaistachois, that's what we were mater an oni to be ma'arev beraglov, Rashi seems to say tutnoi, who bo baderech is he's in the middle of no place. That means he couldn't have come prepared. And number two, they need my pass. And he doesn't have a pass. From the Ritas Loshen Rashi, will have his eyes gewesen, if he'd be a boba derech and have a pass, then he doesn't have this kula of an oni that is permitted to be ma'arev beraglov. The Rashba Shita is that a filu, a boba derech that has the pass, they also has a din of an oni. But al kalponim, we have in the Mishnah so far that the Mishnah says this heter, and the pashtus is going about ma'arev beraglov is going on the case of he said zochaloi mekoimi, so there he's ma'arev by staying there. So memele, this was only permitted for an oni, a person who has an oni. Rashi says is above a derushain loy pass, but if a person has a pass, so then you have to make an Erev with a pass. That is Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda Imer, Echad Oni, Ve'echad Osher. No problem of being Ma'arev Beraglov. It's a very good Erev. Lai Omru Ma'arvim Bepas, Elo Lohokil Ala Osher. Shlo Yeitzei V'ya'arev Beraglov. The whole Inyan of pass was said of Akule. Not that Fakert, the Iker Erev is Beraglov.
No, they said that an usher does not have to go out and be ma'arev beraglav. He can send someone else with a pass. So Rashi says, "Be'echad usher hayoshev bebeisoy." He's a yoshev bebeisoy. And the mile of yoshev bebeisoy is in the bayis. You have a bread box full of pass. V'roitze leilech ulahachshich alatchum, and he wants to go out. V'liknei shvis wants to be lahachshich alatchum. He wants to stay there. He wants to be ma'arev beraglov. So he's allowed to do it, even though he could schlep along with him a pass. No, not mechuyev to schlep along a pass. You want to be ma'arev alatchum and ma'arev beraglov b'chol hakoved. Aye, there's an inyan of erev v'pas. Lahokil ala osher. You don't have to go. But according to Rabbi Yudas, the Pashtus Loshen HaMishneh, the way Rashi says it al Kaponim, is that the Machloikis, Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha, that a person can be kind of shvisa bim kaimoy, without a pass, does this apply only to an oni? And according to Rashi, this is a bobadar shein loy pass. Or according, and this is according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies afilu a person lechatchilim who is in his bias can decide to go out and be ma'ariv beraglo. Even though, and since he's in his bias, he could very easily bring a pass. There's no chiyuv at all to bring a pass. Now let us see the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. V'zeu she'omril he'oni ma'arev beraglov. Omar Rav Meir, onu, ein lonu, elo oni. Omar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman explained the machloikis as follows. Machloikis bimkoimi. Machloikis is, that's how we accept shot in the Mishnah. He says, v'omar shvisosi bimkoimi. The second case. When he said Shvisosi bim Kaimi Day was Ma'arev Beraglav. He was there and says, I want to be kind of Shvisir. This case where this person is standing and he wants to be kind of Shvisir here, this case there's a machloikes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramei Yosava Iker Erev Bepas. This isn't a Geherige Kenyan Shvisir. If you want to be kind of Shvisir, you should put a pass down. Iker Erev Bepas. No, oni Yehuda kilu rabono nilavei. Anoni, he said, bo baderech ve'ein loy pas. No, what should this, doch nebach ha-rachmonis, so they were meiko that he could be kind of shvisa beraglov. Avon oshir? But an oshir is a person who is bebeisa, and he wants to now be kind of shvisa, to be machshich ala tchum. Oh no, you be go and bring a pas, because ike erev is bepas. That's what Rab Meir holds. The Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Rabbi Yehuda holds Iker Erev Beregel. The Iker Erev is not a pass. As ich bin da. That's the Kemokim Kinyan Shvisa. Fakir. Bisman, when you're Kinyan Shvisa, I'm here. So Mamela, that's the Iker Kinyan Shvisa, Iker Erev Beregel. So Mamela, Echad Oni, Echad Osha. Avo, Bimokim Ploini. But in the first case, in the first case of the Mishnah, when I'm standing here and I say, I want to be kind of Shvisa b'mokim pleini, tachas iker ha'ilon. To be kind of Shvisa with remote control. And I'm just makir that mokim and I say, I want to be kind of that mokim, ungarnished. That Rav Nachman says, divrei hakel, this kule, this is, it's not raglov and it's not pas. This is a kule oni in osheloi. This is only a heta for an oni, not for an osher. That means the osher is going to sit back in his house and he's going to say, I want to be kind of shvisa tachas ilon pleini. Oh no. You have an alternative. You can go there. You can send a shliach there with a pass. You're doing everything by remote control. Segeit nitazoi. Oni in osheloi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi machloikis bimekoimi garsinan biyut machloikis de Rav Meir ve Rav Yehuda de koshori Rav Yehuda afilu laosher laarev beraglov ba'oimer when he says shvisosi bimekoimi so then Rav Yehuda was mater afilu an osher a person who wears a pass. V'zehu sha'omru de masnisin. That's what it says in the Mishnah. V'zehu sha'omru. That what afke oni. וזהו שאמרו, העוני מערב ברגלב, עוני אינוני, לכמה מפורש איך הכוי. What is it going on? Is it going on Iyamaki Elon? Is it going on the first case that it's an Erev with remote control? The Ketoni, the Omar Shvisasi Bimokim Ploini, Eini Boki, or person wants to be Kaini Shvisa Bimkaimi, the Ketoni, the Omar Shvisasi Bimkaimi. Oni Udakilo Rabon and Gabay, Habo Biderech, Vein Imoi Pas. A person who's a bobederch and he doesn't have pass. Who da kilo rabon and gabay? Loimer shvisosi bimkoimi. He's permitted to say shvisosi bimkoimi. Kshayne makir ilo negeder. Oila makir loimer shvisosi bimokim ploini. That also was a kula for noni, that he can make it remote control also. But he says, these two kinyone shvisa that the Mishnah is speaking about, Shvisasi bimkaimi, or the bigger kula of Shvisasi bimkaim ploini, these two only apply if the person who wants his kinyan shvisa is an oni. He's unable to make a shvisa bepas. A kinyan eire bepas. Avul osher, ki goin yoshev bebeisai, an osher that's a yoshev bebeisai, and he wants to go and be ma'arav beraglov, or doesn't want to do that either, he wants to be kinder with remote control. He's according to Rameya, loizu, veloizu. You can't be ma'arev beraglov, and you can't be ma'arev with remote control. That's Rameya. And Rabbi Yehuda's iker erev beregel. That's the iker erev. Shvisosi, tachti. I want to be kinder shvisa where I am. Afilu la'osher im yeitzei ve'echshech. If he's going to go out and be machshech ala tchum, that's the ike kinyan shvise. Zeu ike mitzvah seirev. Kedetoni le'omru la'arev v'pas el la'okel. That was al ike takonas erev Rabbi Yehuda beregoli. Zukti gemore weiter. Vizu hi sha'amru. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Vizu hi sha'amru. This is what was said. He'oni ma'arev beraglov. So there was a maimer. He'oni ma'arev beraglov. So who said this memre? Rameya. Rameya said this memre. Va'ahai koi. And what is it going on? That we're being bemayit on osher only and oni, a'enei ma'akir sheni boki ba'alochi. We're speaking about a case that he wants to be koinish visa bimkoime where he's standing. And on this case, Rav Meir said, v'zuhi sha'omru only and oni ki bimarev beraglov. On this case, ono, the sha'omru ha'oni marev beraglov. That he's standing there, this only works for an oni. Later we have in the Mishnah, who's the Bala Machaba? So he holds that Ma'arav Beregel is good, and Ma'arvim Bepas is only Lahokel, Manktoni Lo, Rabbi Yud. This is how Rav Nachman learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So trash, zehu sha'omru chachomim, the mashme de iker takante lav hochi havoi. Zehu sha'omru ha'oni ma'arev beraglov. He said, klore diburim, this erev beraglov only applies for anoni. The mashme de iker takante, the iker takon of kinyin erev lav hochi havoi. This is not iker takone. Elekule ba'almu sha'omru eitzel ha'oni la'arev beraglov. Man kom alei. So who holds like this? Rameya, the oma iker erev bepas. This is going according to Rameya. The Rameya holds Iker Erev Bepas. So the Ma'arev Beraglov only was said for an oni. What is this going on? It's going about the second that following the Mishnah. And he said, I want to be koine shvisa bim koime. Allah koma Rameya. On this case, that he's standing there, and Bishas Kinyan Shvisa, he's there. Allah koma Rameya. In this case, Rameya says, Vizehu Sha'omru. Kloima, the afilu lahai, afilu this person, is for good. The Omar Bimkoimi, that he's saying Bimkoimi, he's standing there, Bishas Kinyan Shvisa, Kulu. Afilu, this is a Kulu. Dakilu Rabon and Gabay. Avoloi Zehu Iker Takona. So if this is not Takona Seire, Takona Seire is, you have to put a pass. Veloi Omru La'arei Bepas. The Bashme. Now from this Loshen Vaisto is the Iker Eirev Ke Iskin Beregel Iskin. The Iker Eirev is Beregel. Veloi Omru Bepas Elo Lo Hokil Al Ha'osher. Only an Osher. So what is this speaking about? This is speaking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so Memeila Iker Erev is Beregel. So if a person wants to stand in a place, he wants to be Koine Shvisa in this place, he's Zicha Koine Shvisa, and there's only a Kuli. He doesn't have to go so far to be Koine Shvisa. He can send a Shliach and to be koine shvise al yedei pas. So, the kitzel, the vowel we had, shitas Rav Nachman said as follows. We have a machloikis, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikis of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda is, if a person is standing in a mokim, and he's going to stand there till it becomes night, and he wants to be koine shvise in this mokim, is this a kinyan shvise lachatchile, or is this a kinyan shvise b'diyevet? So according to Rav Nachman, Rameya holds, this is not the correct kinyan shvise. Ike kinyan shvise b'pas. You want to be koine shvise, you put a pas down. That's the ike kinyan shvise. Standing there, mitvalek the hands, is nothing. That's not the ike kinyan shvise. But, if a person is a traveler, he's a boba derech, he doesn't have pas with him, so for such a person, they were makel that he could be koine shvise by standing there and being mechavin, saying, but I said, you don't have to say, I want to be koine shvise. That is Shitas Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, ike shvise beregel. If a person is standing there and he says, I want to be koine shvise here, that's gewaldic, that's the ike kinyan shvise. And fakel, pass is that he doesn't have to be koine with such a good oifen of beregel. He could even send a shliach there that you put the pas down there. So the machloikis of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda according to Rab Nachman is he wants to be koine shvise bimkoima is ma'arev beraglov. If we had in the Mishnah another case of kinyan shvise, that I'm standing in one place and I'm makir another place and I say I want to be koine shvise there, so according to Rav Nachman, in that case, this was only a kula that was given to a boba derech. A person is a boba derech, he finds himself in a difficult matzav, so he could be koine shvisa in remote control, even though there's no pas there, he's not standing there. That, Rishayra means Rav Yudah Moidem, that this kula only applies for a boba derech, and that a boba derech in the sugi is called a oni. And a person who can make the Erev by leaving his house, that's called an Oshe. Now we'll see what Rav Chisda holds. V'Rav Chisda Oma, Rav Chisda is choylik on Rav Nachman. And Rav Chisda says as follows, Machloikes b'mokim ploini. The Machloikes of Ramey and Rav Yehuda is Davke when he wants to be koine shvise in a different place. He's standing over here and he wants to be koine shvise beikrei shel ilon, that's less than 2,000 amas away, which is amoyre de kekula. The Rameya sovar, this kula was only given on the ein osheloi. The Rabbi Yehuda sovar, Rabbi Yehuda holds echad oshe, oni ve'echad oshe. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an oshe, what does an oshe mean? It's a balabos, it's not a boba derech. He wakes up early in the morning, Erev Shabbos. He could walk 2,000 amos. It's not Ekveld. According to Rabbi Yehuda Medafnish Gein, he just knows he has an zinin. He wants to be koine shvise 2,000 amas away. He says, that says, I want to be kind of shvisa 2,000 amas away. Right to gegangen. That means, lechatchila, one can be kind of shvisa with a rotzen and kinyon, without hilach, without pas. That sheet is rabiudin. Avol bim koimi. But if a person is standing, he's above, he's standing in a place, and it's going to be nacht, and he says, I want to be kind of shvisa bim koimi. So according to Rav Chisda, divrei hakel echot oni ve'echot osher. You could zicha make an erev. The iker erev beregel. The iker erev is beregel. That's according to Rav Chisda. So if you're standing here and you want to be kind of shvise, that if Ramei is also my that could be lechatchila. Vizu hi she'omru. And that's what we had in the Mishnah. Vizu hi she'omru he'oni ma'arev beraglo. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Only an oni ki b'ma'arev v'raglov. What is that speaking about? That who is that going according to? Manktoni lo Remeya. V'hai koi. In what case is it going on? Aho. On the first case, Misha bo baderech v'choshcho v'loi omrum. Yeah, v'choshcho. So that's going, so this kula, that one can be ma'arif, shaloi bim koimoi, so that is, that's only a kula by an oni according to Rameya. V'loi omru ma'arvim bepas ela lohokel manktoni lo, divrei hakel. That what it says, that the iker erev is beregel, and passes a kula, that everyone agrees. If you go to the mokim where you want to be kind of shvisa, there everyone agrees that's the ikya oifen have to be kind of shvisa. The man in pass is a kula. The machlokes is when you're kind of shvisa, then you, when you didn't go there, there a meya holds only an oni, only a boba derech, only a traveler is permitted to this kula of kinyan shvisa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that, no, this kula, it's a kula, it's not a geher gemar of the raglov. If he wanted to, he could have gotten there. Because if he would have run there, he could have reached there. It's a potential mahalach beraglov. But this halach is sufficient for a balabos also, not for a person who finds itself difficult to go there. Dr. Ash. Machloikis b'mokem ploini. The ain kan loy erev b'pas. So Rav Chisda said, you know when there's a machloikis? When you don't have anything. The ain kan loy erev b'pas loy erev b'regel. He's standing in here and he says he wants to be koine there, shvise. There there's nothing. There's no regel and there's no pas. El amira ba'alme. Alokom ha-rameya. In this case, Rameya holds oni ain osh eloy. That an osher does not have this kula. Avo bim koimi, but if he wants to be koine shvisa bim koimoi, he says shvisosi bim koimi, diver hakel echadoni vechad osher. The iker erev beregel. The iker erev is beregel. Nafil Ramei is also moide to this. Hachi gassin, vizeh usha omru. Vizeh usha omru. The Mishnah says, "V'zei shomro oni ma'arev beraglov." This is the case. "V'zei shomri." In this case, you only kimi ma'arev beraglov. "V'zei shomro oni ma'arev beraglov." The mashme the ein ze iker erev elakulahu the omalo oni. He says, "This is not a different raglov. This is a potential raglov. He could have gone there." That's a potential raglov. The mashmid, the ein ze ike erev elakula, who the oma lo oni, al kocha chameya koma lo. This is going according to Rameya. Va'af al gav, the mekminen lo, b'mishe bo b'derech v'chosh choloi. V'ho yamaker ilon, again, v'homo shvisosoi b'ikroi. V'hai afilu l'rab Yehuda loy zehu ikro mitzvosoi. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not the Ikar Mitzvah. We're speaking about a potential Raglov. A potential Raglov is not the Ikar Mitzvah, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda either. That's, I feel, look me, Rabbi Yehuda, but Eina Hanami, the Mishnah is saying is Zuhi Shamru is telling us it's a kula, but it's also telling us it only applies for an oni. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kula, but it applies for everyone. Afilochila mitzina look me ka Rabbi Yehuda, mishum de toni bo oni, bila Rabbi Yehuda echad oni vechadoshi koma. So that means, Vizui Shamro, which vice voice is a kula is bemis nafil according to Rabbi Yehuda also, but it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that this kula applies for everyone. In the Lashon of the Mishnah is Vizui Shamro, heoni ma'ar baraglo. Oni anoni ki bimar baraglo. Ami sheba bederch vechosh chaloi vohoye maki ilon vama shvisa osoi beikra diktan ikon isham shvisa osoi v'alo komos. On the first case of the Mishnah, that he was bo baderch and he saw 2,000 amas away ikra shel ilon, he says he wants to be kind of there. V'alo komos zehu sheomri ha'oni ma'ariv v'raglo dohakul la'oni yudi e'akul. They were only makel for an oni. Loi sheyehei ze iker eirev. Elo bo imer shvisosi bim koime. If he says shvisosi bim koime, then according to Rav Chis, according to Rameh, that's iker eirev. Rav Yehuda ma afilu lo osher. Shoyo yoi shev bebeisoi. This osher didn't have any difficulties. He could very easily walk out. He could stand there. He can very easily bring a path. This kula, it's a kula, that's true. It's not ma'ariv beraglov, it's ma'ariv a potential raglov. He could have gotten there. Even though the iker eirev is if he's standing there. About kaponim, this kula, when they gave the kula, they were makel for everyone. That's shikas Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi amru, the mash mika erev einoy bepas ela lahokil ala osher hodeiskin stami. So according to Rav Chisde, that iker erev is beregel and passes a kula, so this is a davar muskim according to everyone. V'divrei hakel v'lav maskone de milsid Rav Yehudi d'ramei nami moidebo dika erev beregel bimkoimi. So Shitas Rav Chisda is that Sarah Meir, Sarah Biudol's Iker Erev Beregel. So if he goes to a Mokim, he's going to stay there till Chesheicho, that's the Iker Erev. And that a pass is Fakert as a Kula. The Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is, if he wants to be Koine in a place where he's not standing, which is a Kula, this is not Ma'arev Beregel. It's Ma'arev with a, he could have gotten there, he could have stood there. So there, Ameya holds this kula only applies to a oni, which means above a derech, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it applies for everyone. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Tanya Kevosei de Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Nachman. The Baraisa says as follows, Echad oni, ve'echad oshir ma'arvin bepas. Sayan oni, sayan oshir, is ma'arv bepas. That's how you should be. That's how you should be married. That's a lechchilu de keirat. V'loyeitzi osher. And the osher should not go out chutz l'tchum. Let's forget the chutz l'tchum is problematic, so let us say the first pshat Rashi soif atchum. He wants to make an erev soif tchumoy. Is v'loyeitzi osher soif l'tchum. V'yoymar shvisosi bimkoymi. He shouldn't go there. An osher means he was living in his house, he had 20 breads in his house, he very easily could have taken out a pas mazish day sudas and take it there, and he doesn't want to do it, so sure to leave the pas, he wants to leave the pas in his house, he wants to be kind of shvisa beraglo. Shteit de beraise, v'lo yeitze osher chutz l'tchum, an osher should not go to the seif ha-tchum, v'yoymar shvisosi bim koimi, and he will say, I want to be kind of shvisa bim koimi. Because this is ma'arvin beregel, this was only said alomi shebor baderech v'choshcha. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. So we see klar in this baraisim that Rabbi Meir holds iker erev bepas, mamish like Rav Nachman. And the ma'arev beregel, this is only for abo baderech. Anoni. Rabbi Yehuda imer echot oni ve'echot osher ma'arvim beregel. That both can be ma'arev beregel. V'yeitze osher chutz l'tchum v'yoyim etesh v'isosei b'mkoyim v'zeo ikri sholeirev. So again, you see Rav Yehuda, it was only matter to be ma'arev beregel. To be ma'arev shaloi bim koimoi, he wasn't matter over here for an osher. Pekel did not speaking about this. V'itir, it was only matter for an osher to go out, to be ma'arev beregel. Al sakav chizda. Al sakav nachman, I mean. V'itiru chachomim lebal abayis, so ive v'zeo ikre shaloirev, the ikre erev is... That fakel, that one should stand there. Vehitiru chachomim lebal abayis. Punkt fakel. That would Rameh held the Iker Erev is bepas. Rabbi Yehuda holds punkt fakel. The Iker Erev is beregel. Vehitiru chachomim lebal abayis. L'shalech eruvi b'yad avdoi, b'yad bnoi, b'yad shluchoi, b'shvil lohokil olam. This Indian of Erev bepas is not a mahuda de ke Erev, it's a kulen hilchas Erevin. The one can be ma'arev bepas also. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll bring you a raya that an osher, a balabos, a person who was in his house, he wasn't stuck paderech, and he could have brought a pas, you don't have to bring a pas. You can lechatchila be ma'arev beregel. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya. Maise. There was a maise ba'anshei beis mamel. Uba'anshei beis gurien ba'aroyim. These are mekoymes. Sho'oyu mechalkim groigreis utzmukim laniyim. Bishnei batzoyres. Shabbos, they used to give out dried figs, dried grapes, raisins, to aniyim. Uboin aniyei kfar shichin, ba'aniyei kfar chenanyim. The aniyei kfar shichin and aniyei kfar chenanyim lived chutz l'tchum of this anshei beis mamel. They lived chutz l'tchum. Oh, but megitach harois essen. Tashnas batzeres. So they wanted to be koine shvise erev Shabbos to be able to go to beis mamel in Shabbos. So what did they do? Umarshichin alatchum. Now these were balabatim. They were poor, but they were balabatim. They were living in houses. They weren't abo baderech. So they went and Erev Shabbos. Now we're speaking about a Shnas Batzeres. We're speaking about that there was hunger, but boy, God. So Mamele, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. So why didn't these people go? Why weren't they Mechuyev to bring a pass when they were Koinish Misa? They were Machshichen ala Trum. They went for the Ma'arav Beraglo. Lemochos Mashkimim Eboy. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. That no, that ikereiriv, beregel. So memeila, so that's why lechatchila they were permitted to be ma'arav beregel. Zot Rashi. Tanya kevosai de Rav Nachman, the omar machloikis bimkoimi, the whole machloikis is, if he says shvisosi bimkoimi, da filo heiched the omar bimkoimi, l'rameir osher loy. Only a boba derech, Rabbi Yehuda nami lo yishori lo osher elo bim koimi. And that the Rabbi Yehuda was makos only if it's a shvisosi bim koimi. Avo bimokim ploini loy, but if you want to be koine shvise in another place loy, ochi garsina lo yeitze osher chutz letchum biyoim el tei shvisosi bim koimi. So this is Rameya. Zutrashi, v'hai, chutz l'tchum labdavke. If you make, you want to be going to chutz l'tchum, and we'll see he's going back to his house, so b'shaskin yishvis, he's a chutz l'tchum, so toidach nish. Ela b'seif ha-tchum. Means seif ha-tchum. V'davke chutz l'tchum, if we'll say that it means davke chutz l'tchum, b'seif taladam is komar shaboy shvisosei. That means in this, we had learned before, that a person, the Mokim Shvisa is Dalad Amis. So Memele, so the Dalad Amis, that means it's in the Dalad Amis of Tchumai. So Memele, if he's kind of there, So that's still as aloche keilu he was kind of shvisa b'seif hatchum. Shloi omlu l'arav b'regel afilu ki hai gavne d'ama b'mkoymi elu misha bo b'derech. Alma l'ramei afilu b'mkoymi oni ein o shloi. Davka bo b'derech and not a balabos. V'yeitzi roshi chutz l'tchumim yirtza. That's Rabbi Yehuda v'yem shvisa osi b'koymi. Al Rabbi Yehuda lo ishori losha elu b'mkoymi. V'yeitzi osher. He has to go out. כרב נחמן, מה מש רב נחמן? אומר רב יהודה מייסה באנשי בייס ממול באנשי בייס גוריין בערוים ומוקים. גרוי גרוי סטיינם יבשים, צמוקים הנובים יבשים, סניס יבשו ונצטמקו. That's a lotion צימוק, that's אני אקפר שיחן צמוקים להם לערוים בסייך דלד על אופם. They were close to this ערוים in 4,000 אמס. ומח שיחן על התחום, על מעיקה ערב ברגל ובמקוימים. צפרשי, what's the right, the עניים? צפרשי, נאמר וגם, the עניים היו, אבל היו ובבייסם יסנו, but they're going, the Kenyan Shvisa, they're starting off from their house, כשירים דומי, די אפשר להם בלוי מוזן בייסודס, according to Rav Meir, they would only be permitted to be kainah shvisa since they're starting off from a house with beisudas. Ba'aval pikein, so Rabbi Yehuda bo d'arayu ma'arvin b'raglo, machshichem d'ayna b'im kaimi, ki Rav Nachman, machshichem ala t'chup, ba'aval gavdol gabi erev ashirim heim, tomi beisem yoitzim al kach, v'yesh lo empas, afalochi shori, ki leslo shliach l'arev b'raglo. So memele, they can be ma'arev beraglo. La'arev bepas, ki les lo yishlich la'arev bepas, ya'arev beraglo. So memele, we have a raya from a baraisa to Rav Nachman. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Ashi, mas nisen nami deke. So Rav Ashi wants to say, the next Mishnah is also a raya to Rav Nachman. The Ketani, the Mishnah says as follows, Misha yotza leilech le'ir, shema arvin lo. A person went out of his city, and he went out to go to another city, and the second city is a city that to an Erev you can get to it on Shabbos. You make an Erev Shabbos, you can get to it on Shabbos. But this person, Yotzo Leilech Leir, he went out Erev Shabbos, he wanted to go there for Shabbos. This city is a little less than 4,000 Amos away, and he wants to go there for Shabbos, a gate of Dodon for Shabbos. But this is a city that you can go there on Shabbos also if you are Ma'arev Erev Shabbos. And this person wasn't Ma'arev, he was going out to be there for Shabbos. Ve'chziroi chaveroi. He starts walking, kum te machaver, and zogt him, wo gehst du? He says, I'm going over there. Bist du meshuge, it's so cold today. Do you think you'll ever come there today? Verzirei chaveirei. No, I heard that it's not a good plan to travel there today. So he goes back. Steht in the Mishnah, hu mutter leilech. But Shabbos, it got warmer, so he's allowed to go there Shabbos. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurim. But everyone else is also. Divrei Rab Yehuda. V'avinam bo, so when we learned this Mishnah, it's very, very modern. Maishna ihu, u'maishna inu. So all of a sudden, he's a yichas. He started going out to go to that city, to be in that city Shabbos. And then, echzirei chaveroi. So he, Abokaponim, he's permitted Shabbos to go to that city, and the rest of the Bnei Yir are also Shabbos to go to that city. Frekte Gemore, Maishna Iyu, Maishna Inu. Va'omar Rav Hune, Oche B'mayeskine, Kigoin Sheyesh Loi Shnei Batim. This person has two houses. He has one house in this city, one house in Yenna city. Ushnei Tchumei Shabbos Beneim. And there's two Tchumei Shabbos Beneim. That means Berch is a little less than 4,000 Amos. Iyu, given the Nafke Leila Ucho. When he wanted to go out. So when he wanted to go out, He wanted to go out to go to that city already. Now, when he goes out to that city, so the minute he started walking, he's not making Erev. He had no intentions of making an Erev. He had an intent to go to be in that city for Shabbos. So the minute he goes out, Havalei Oni. So he has a din of an Oni. He has a din of an Oni. So Memele, so he can be Koine Shvise, he can be Koine Shvise. We'll see in Rashi, if it's speaking about that, he said he wants to be Koine Shvise. Didn't say he wants to be Koine Shvise. But he has the privileges of an Oni that you can be Koine Shvise with remote control. He can be Koine, but there was a place in between these two cities where you could be Koine Shvise. So since he had started walking out to travel to the second city, so already he falls into the category of a Boba Derech. Above Aderech has a coolie, he can be Koine Shvise and remote control also. So Memele, so he can be, so he was Koine Shvise with remote control. He went back, but Al Kaponim was Koine Shvise. Bahanoch, but no one who had this incentive of this person, they were all sitting in the city. They didn't go out. So all of them are Ashirim. So they can't be Koine Shvise with remote control. So, help was tutzach though. This is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says only an Oni can be Koine Shvise with remote control and not an Oshir. So that's mamish, the lashon of Rav Nachman. According to Rav Chisde Vakel, not remote control, everyone holds your Koine Shvise. The whole machlokes is by remote control that Rabbi Yehuda holds. That afilo an Oshir could also be kind of with remote control. And that's a chanof in the Mishnah, if I care, nisht vi Rav Nachman. Nisht vi Rav Chizda. Vi Rav Nachman. Zot Rashi, mas nisen amidei ke Rav Nachman. Tele Rav Yehuda, bimok and ployni, according to Rav Yehuda. If he wants to be kind of shvise, bimok and ployni, it means he's not going there. He wants to be kind of shvise there, Oshir loy. So he holds an Osher, it cannot be Koine Shvise, more complaining with him, Poli, God, Rame, Bim, Koine, who the Poli, the whole machloik is, that Israel can Rame, Zavke, Bim, Koine, who is Maharev, Beraglov, Misha, Yotza, Kodo, he started going out. Veherzik, Baderech, and he started going, Herzik, Baderech, Loir, Shema, Arvin, he wants to go to a city that you could make an Erev to a Shesmucha, Leiroi, the safe dalad alof yochal adam leilch mizu lezu ayidei v'chzir ay chaver, and then his chava meets him, he tells him where you're going, he tells him he wants to go to that ear, tom aloi eis chamo hi eis sini kidele kamon, so he convinced him not to make the nasi Erev Shabbos. Hu muta leilech lemocha lo eise ir acheres. So this person is permitted to go Shabbos to that Ira Chels v'chol b'nei Ira Yasurim. So Rav Huna said, what's pshat? Sheyesh loy shnei batim. Echad b'zeh v'echad b'zeh. V'ho yoroitze leilech lebeisoy shebe'ir acheres mi'erev Shabbos. He wanted to go to that bais. V'lish boy shom b'shabbos. So his intent of going out was to go, not to, to be Koinish Visa, to go and live in that city. He, when he left his house, he didn't want to go out to be Koine Shvise and to come back. But the Chava sent him back. So since he went, because he wants to go to that city, v'loy mishum la'arev beraglov, havelei oni. So he falls into the category of above aderech. He is the kulos of an oni. V'yochel loy mal, so he can say shvisosi b'soifatru. V'yisayim mokim anikoloy shom. Uplukte damiroy hilakamo. Now, there's a machlekes of a meroim baita. Now, to understand this Rashi, we'll have to know Dafnun Beis. The Baal went up to Dafnun Beis, so this two mahalchim have to learn pshat in this Rashi. I'll just say what how the Tosfos HaRosh learns pshat in this Rashi. The Ram Kosisi Rashi is Soisa Zichminei Yubei. So first Rashi says but noch einmal, he's going out to be Shabbos in the other city. And then Yenna turns him back. So Mamela, the Yochel Loima, so he can say Shvisosi b'seif atchum. So this person is entitled to say, since I'm a Boba Derech, so I'm allowed to say Shvisosi b'seif atchum. B'yisayim mokem anikaloi shom. Upukta damiroi lekamon, ike laman deoma dafilu loy oma nami. He doesn't have to say either. Danan sadi dahosam boi lemezo. We see he wants to go there. So Mamela was turned back, so the Kenyan Shvisa, I feel he didn't say it. So Nan Sadi wants to become the Shvisa there. Command the Yoma Domi. And another person, and it was seen from Rashi, and another man, the Yoma says, Vaita, that you have to say. So first, so Rashi till here, the Tosfos HaRosh learned that there's a machlokes in the Gemara Vaita. Does he have to say Beferish? He doesn't have to say. Now va'al kochoch, so the Tosfos HaRosh's Rashi was choice. No, there's no such machlokes Vaita. So we have to learn different shot in the Gemara Vaita. No, but the loy omar midiaskin, the Wezich is speaking about that he didn't say anything. Chode, the loy ktoni va'omar shvisosi b'mokem ployni. Number one, Rashi says it doesn't say in the Mishnah that he said shvisosi b'mokem ployni. Va'oid mid the maflik rameir alo, rameir is choylik, va'omar harei ze chamagomu. Rameir says, that, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, this person who had intentions to go out to the next city, so Shabbos he can go out because I assume he was kind of native, b'mokem mesuyim. Rameya says he can't go out. Hareza chamot. Nachmal, al kochach b'doloi oma midi askinen. It's speaking about that he didn't say anything. Chodet loiktoni v'oma shvisosi b'mokem ployni. It doesn't say in the Mishnah he said Shvisosi Mokem Ployni, but oi, mi de polig Rameir alo, Rameir is chaylik on this Mishnah, but oma, that he can't go to the city the next day, hareze chamagomu, we'll see it's a sofik, was he koine shvise bebeisoi, or was he koine shvise bebokim amasuyim? Shema mi no bedolo yoma shvisosi bebokim ployni askin. If it's speaking about that he's take said shvisosi b'mokem ployni, so how could Rameya be choylik and say he's a chamagomel? He's zicher was kind of shvisa over there. He's an oni. The Rameya moide boni. So a kocher speaking about that he didn't say. And then that is a machloikis. Do we have this on Anfadi? Yes or no? I vim toime zektrashi. Maybe you'll tell me Rameya oshech oshev leila hai. Maybe it's speaking about he said. The Mishnah is speaking about he said Shvisosi b'mokem ployni. Rabbi Yehuda holds he was kind of Shvisa there because he's an oni. Why is he an oni? Because he took five steps to go out. So that gave him ready a din boba derech. Rameir is choyle because Rameir holds five steps doesn't make him a boba derech. Vim toime Rameir osher choshib leilahai. The mishum deherzik baderech purta loimash v'loyoni. That's the svar of Rameir. So if you'll tell me that, im kein da oshech oshev le rameya, chamo gomol amai. So why is he a chamo gomol? Ha bebeisoi le rotzo liknois. If he's an osher, so he can't be kinda over there. So why is he a chamo gomol? Ha bebeisoi le rotzo liknois. Domo shvisosi besoif atchum. He said, Shvisosi b'seif atchum, v'sham lo yochel do lavonihu, v'lo yosuz mim kaimei mi boilei. So it should say, if that's the case, lo yosuz mim kaimei mi boilei. It doesn't have a Shvisa here, and a Shvisa there. That's the Rosh as Rashi l'shitose, because Rashi holds, Rashi doesn't differentiate between a bo baderech and Yoshev Beir. Taisis had said before, Mem Pesim Abay, so Yoshev Beir never loses his Mokim Shvisib, he's not kind of the other one. This is Rashi Lashitosai. According to the Taisis Sarosh, you'll also have the same Kash in a different life. She's not a Chamal Gomos, and then he should have Alpayim Meirai. Elo B'daloi Omar Askina. So Rashi is speaking about B'daloi Omar. V'rameyo nami oni mashvalei, umishum deloi omaklum, so he's zich an oni. Because since he wanted to go out, he's an oni. And he could be kind with remote control. But l'mais, he didn't say shvisosi b'mkoyim. Umishum deloi omaklum, misafkelei idaitei liknoi shvisa b'soifatum. Do we have already this anan tzadi? So it'll work automatically. השם החוזר בי לגמרי מלילך למוח הלא יסיר, ודאי תליק נשוויסה בבייסי. זאת הסוף, וכווידה סיתק הוואנה בי קיינה. Rabbi Yehuda, even though he didn't say anything from his actions, we see he wanted to go to that shtot, so we assume he's he wanted to be kind of shvise. According to Rabbi, we don't know already, so it's a topic, was he kind of shvise there, wasn't he, was he, or did he want to remain in the shtot? So that's why it's a chama go. Our kaponim, we have a raya from this Mishnah, that afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the anshei ha'ir cannot go. So I'm not afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda that an usher cannot be koine with remote control. He only can be ma'arev beraglo. So memele, so we see like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Chista. And the shtot can't go anach hashirinino. Afilu amru shivos aseinu b'mokem ployni. The shtot, it's a stamp. This person both didn't say anything. The shtot, afilu they said, oh, so diloy amru pshite, so memele, pashteitzach, they never showed any rotzen to go, so pashteitzach, that if they didn't say anything, they can't, that they weren't kind of shvis any place. No, that what it says in the Mishnah, that the Bnei Ha'ir cannot go, is coming to tell us a Ravusa, filo they said, that Zeichat Gonesh Mishkonesh. Alme, kol b'moka imploini, whenever there was b'moka imploini, Rabbi Yehuda oni ein osher loi, according to Rabbi Yehuda davkanoni, alohi noked yesh loi beis batim, di lehava loi beis ahosam, loi hava mrini ki loi oma kemanda oma domi, the Dulma Kahoda Bay, but if he has another bias there, so then we can assume that it was Loi Chosa Bay. Zog the Gemara weiter. Masni Lei Rav Chiye Bar Ashi Lechiye Bar Rav. Rav Chiye Bar Ashi was teaching Chiye Bar Rav Kamei de Rav, and Rav was standing there when Rav Chiye Bar Ashi was teaching him the Mishnah. He taught him Echod Oni Ve'echod Osher. Sayan Oni, Sayan Osher could be Ma'ariv Beraglov. Omalei Rav, Sayan Bonami Halochi Kerab Yehuda. And this Mishnah Halochi Kerab Yehuda. They say that this is a debatable Halochi. It's only according to Rab Yehuda. It's according to Rav Nachman. And we pass like Rab Yehuda. So Trashi Halochi Kerab Yehuda Och Rav Nachman Bim Koimi. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Rav Chanon have rogel da osi me artivne le pumpedise. Rabbe bar Rav Chanon have rogel da osi me artivne le pumpedise. Rabbe bar Rav Chanon used to go from Shabbos, he used to go me artivne le pumpedise. And Erev Shabbos, he was home. Omar tehei shvi sosi bitzinse. Pumpadisa was chutzlet chumi artivne, but it was in between artivne and pumpadisa, there was a place tzintze, and Erev Shabbos, he said, see, he was kind of shvisa with remote control. This is given Erev Shabbos, as he didn't bother to go there, he didn't bother to send the shliach there. He said, tei shvisose bitzintze. As if, like the game, Rabbi Baravchon. Omalei abaye este, mai daitoch. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda Alochi ki Rav Yehuda Ba'oma Rav Chizda Machloikis Bebokim Ploinim You were saying Mechan Rav Chizda Ba'o Rav Nachman is Choylik Rav Chizda V'tanya Kevosei. So Chmon and Itzlon, you were going for years, he was going Erev Shabbos to Pumpadisa, and he made a remote control. He was kind of Shvisa Betzinsa without ever going there, without ever doing anything. I didn't know. Fertig. Zogt Rashi. Havi osi mitarvid miartivne, rogel, da osi bechol Shabbos, miartivne la pumpadisa. Vo yoyoyshev erev Shabbos bebeisoi, vo oimer shvisosi betzinze, moki mesu yoye ben shnei hatchumen. My daitoch, the osherah, du bist doch nicht kein Oni, du bist doch osher, du bist nicht aber der, wa marto, shvisosi, bemokem ployni. And what did you, because you were saying, Rabbi Yehuda, Lochik Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar Rav Nachman Leishori Rabbi Yehuda Elo Bim Koimi V'sanyi Kavosid Rav Nachman Leil. So the Gemara says, Hodri Bi, Yev Charot. Zog Taisvis, V'heiche Koi A'enoi Makir. That's what it says. V'zu hi sha'omru. Says in the Mishnah, V'zu hi sha'omru ha'oni ma'arev beraglov. Only an oni could do it. A'enoi makir. It's going on a a'enoi makir, that he's not makir. So he wants to be koine shvisa bim koimoi. So he wants to be koine shvisa bim koimoi. So this only a oni can do. Loi boi le meimer de koi amisha bo bederef vachoshcha loi vidivrei hakel. Why do you have to say that this is only going according to Rav Meir? Maybe this is going according to everyone. The Buchecha Mas Nisan, the Bamai de Pligi, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Iri. It seems that this is going on. Later we have a Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. So this is the Agdomet of the Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. So since the Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda is by bim koimi, so this is going about bim koimi. Le amru la arev bepas elo lahokel. Man ktoni lo divrei hakel. Avchiz de held, that the lachatchila one can be ma arev beraglov. Amru bepas elo lahokel, that's a good, everyone. Bim koim rab Yehuda, mai lahokel ike. Kiven sha'afilu bebayis yocholoymesh visosi bemokim ployni. What kind of a kula is it ma'arav bepas? You don't even need ma'arav bepas. You can be kind of shvisa remote control. So what kula do you have by ma'arav bepas? Yeshloim edahay lahok aleichet deleke ilon egeder mokim besuyim bemokim sharoi tzoliknoi shvisa. No, there is a kula. There's no mokim besuyim. There's 25 straight miles of sand, garnished all. We can't, there's no mokim mesuyim. So memele, so there, you can't be kaine shvisa over there because, it's not a mokim mesuyim. So there's a kula, you could be kaine bepas. V'yotzo osher chutz l'tchum. V'yetze osher chutz l'tchum. The osher goes chutz l'tchum according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he's kaine shvisa there. Kosher l'ri. The midekori lay osher, if he's speaking about an osher according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mashme sheroitze lachzer velolim bebeisa. Beistois, he's not a bob aderech. He wants to go back in Shabbos. So it means he's leaving his house. He intends to go back to his house. That's why he's called an osher. Like this, if he wants to go further, he's a bob aderech. How can this person go back to his house if he was kaine shvisa b'soif atchum? He only has apayim amis from the erev letzad iroi. V'afilu im beisei hu horishayin b'knisosei letzad iroi. Afilu his house, his is the first house of the ear. Lo yia loy besoich beisei ela dalad ames. So he can only, because this is seif atchum. So memele, he can't go the whole bayis, he only have dalad ames. So memele, v'oto b'shuftani askinin sheyolim bebeisem liyolei ela dalad ames. So a very modern case. He put the erev besoif atchum, so besoif atchum means from the end of the year. This is 2,000 amis. I feel his is the first house, but you start measuring his tchum from the end of the, you start measuring his, he was kind of shvis at the end of the tchum, and now he has 2,000 amis towards his house, so he can only go these 2,000 amis. I feel the end and the beginning of the house, hot and no dos, hot and shmer vidos. So memele, it's very modern, so that's a modern tzir. The Amir Dika Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says that if Amir Dika Chiddush, the halacha is, if a person, there's a din as follows. If let's say if a person was shoivis in a shtot, so then the halacha is, how do you measure his tchum? The whole shtot is kedalad ames. And then, after the shtot ends, and the bure shilir ends, then you start counting, alpayim amma. So a person who shayves in a shtot has the ear plus alpayim amma. If a person is kind of shvise someplace else, not in a shtot, so that's his makim kinyan shvise, so then he only has alpayim amma. A fellow who ends up in the middle of the shtot is alpayim amma ends there. The whole aloch of kol year kedal udamis is of a person with shayves in the year. A person with shayves outside of the year, so then the year is doesn't have any chshivis to him, and mamele his midas kol abem tzayir. And that was Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis Kasha was this person was kind of shvisa outside of the year. So mamele, so this person was kind of shvisa outside of the year, so mamele, he can only go into the year, to tchilas the year. That was Taisvis Kasha. The Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz says, amu'uyim de kechidish. That since this person is lon be'ir, the Ramon Simon Tov Ches brings down this chiddush. Since he's lon be'ir, his kinyan shvisa is there. But since he was lon be'ir, so that kule, that kole ir kedalet al dalet amis applies to him. Even though his mokim shvisa is there where the yerev is. But he has the kula of lon be'ir, that kole ir kedalet amis. That's a chiddush of Taisa Rabbein the parents, but we'll see Taisa didn't hold like that. V'nir l'ri. The whole chutz l'tchum, now it says chutz l'tchum, and the chutz l'ibure shalir. But it was, he had enough place to come back to the house forever. V'yirgam nike b'keitz ad ma'abra. Oy day mari, the hay da kom av yotza osher chutz l'tchum, loy she roitza likna shvisa chutz l'tchum, el osh roitza lach ze velikna shvisa b'soich atchum. V'nok yot hochi mishum rameya. The ktoni, lo yeitze osher chutz l'tchum, a kamash malon, af al pi di yotza chutz l'tchum, that means, first he went chutz l'tchum, v'domi hashte lebo baderech. There's halach as follows. If a person is only going for the extreme purpose of putting down an erev, he's going from his house to the mokim shvisa, that's called an osher. If a person is mahalach baderech, then that's called an oni. This person, he went chutz l'tchum for some reason, but now he's going back. So memela, I would think that, so this person is above baderech, he went chutz l'tchum. The chutz l'tchum zicher wasn't to be kainah shvisa. So I would think he has a din of Boba Derech, and I feel according to Ramey it would be good. The Kamash Malaf would be the Yosef Chutz L'Tchum, V'domi Hashel of Boba Derech, Afilochi en Yochel Arev Beragel, given the call, Ike Yitzi Yizu Lohoye Ele Kedera Arev. Why he went Chutz L'Tchum Beisach Natik, if a blunchet or something, anyway, the Ike, since the Ike Kavonis HaYitzi was La'arev, so he does not have a cool of a Boba Derech, so even though he went out chutz l'tchum and now he's going back, so that hilak chutz l'tchum does not give him a shame boba derech. He still has a din of osher. So memele. So beiker he said chutz l'tchum to tell me a chiddush that I feel like going to Rameya doesn't help. V'agav the noked Rameya noked nami Rabbi Yehuda.